Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature three relatively unknown Motown artists from the early 1970s. This half hour, we'll hear from Bob and Marcia, Marvin Gaye, Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Jazz Crusaders, Stevie Wonder, the Marvelettes, Buzzy, and Diana Ross. All coming up the next half hour as we feature unknown Motown artists from the 1970s. First up this half hour, Bob and Marcia with Young, Gifted, and Black, right here on Motown Memories.
Hitchhike, yeah, hitchhike, hitchhike, chillin'. hitchhike. Come on, hitchhike.
With Tom Fallon.
Motown Mummy from Gladys Knight, the Pips, the Nitty Gritty, and they reached number 19 in the U.S. pop charts and number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1969. Before that, Marvin Gaye with Hitchhike, reaching number 30 on the pop charts and number 12 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1962, his first top 40 song. And we started with two Motown artists called Bob and Marcia, and that song was called Young, Gifted, and Black. It didn't chart in the U.S., but it reached number 12 in the U.K. in 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring six virtually unknown Motown artists from the early 1970s. Well, so far this hour, we've heard from four virtually unknown Motown artists. Here comes the fifth with a group called the Jazz Crusaders. Well, the Jazz Crusaders, also just known as the Crusaders, were popular in the early 1970s, and they were known specifically for their amalgamated sound of jazz, pop, and soul. Since 1961, 40 record albums have been credited to the group. Some were live and some were compilations. 19 of those were recorded under the name of the Jazz Crusaders, which they were known from 1961 through 1970. They were on at least 6 different record labels, and they were only on the Motown record label for a short period of time. Well, the group shortened their name to the Crusaders in 1971 and adopted more of a jazz funk style, and they also incorporated the electric bass and electric guitar into their music. The instrumental that we'll hear coming up, called Way Back Home, featured the following artists: Joe Sample on piano, Styx Hooper on drums, Wilton Fender on saxophone, and Wayne Hedison on trombone. Here is the Jazz Crusaders with Way Back Home, right here on Motown. Mm-hmm.
Old-time memories.
Old-time memories.
Motomemories@yahoo.com.
Look here, girls. Take this advice and remember always in life. Into each heart, some tears must fall.
Crying forever, he calls me. Too many fish in the sea.
Too many fish in the sea. I said,
Marvelettes with a great song, Too Many Fish in the Sea, that reached number 25 in 1964, and that song was featured in the great motion picture called Good Morning Vietnam, starring Robin Williams as the Vietnam DJ. Before that, Stevie Wonder with Higher Ground, reaching number 4 in the pop charts, number 1 in the black singles charts, and number 1 in the adult contemporaries charts from 1973. And we started the set with the Jazz Crusaders with Way Back Home, didn't chart, but was recorded and released in 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And so far this hour, we've featured 5 virtually unknown Motown artists from the early 1970s. Here comes the 6th and last this hour. Here is Buzzy with Stone Soul Booster right here on Motown Memories. Diana Ross with The Boss, and they reached number 12 in the United States pop charts of 1979. And we started the set with Buzzy and Stone Soul Booster, recording released in 1970. This hour, we featured six virtually unknown Motown artists from the 1970s. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.